Harlingen Commissioner Frank Morales calls desalination a necessity. By Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Following a press conference on the proposed RGV Desal Marine Desalination Project at Embassy Suites in McAllen, Texas Border Business interviewed Harlingen City Commissioner District 4 Frank Morales about his reaction to the presentation. Before the interview began, Gary Groves, a candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, commented on the project, saying, "It's a great project, but it's got a lot of obstacles. I hope that they can work through it." During the press conference, Doug Allison, founder of U.S. Desalination and managing partner of RGV Desal, said the proposed project is intended to provide a dependable, long-term water source for the region. "We can deliver the project in a way that's environmentally sensitive, that is supporting our marine life and supporting the community and community growth with water and economic development," Allison said. When asked for his opinion of the presentation, Morales said he views desalination as essential for the Rio Grande Valley's future water supply. "First and foremost, I don't see it as an option. I see it as a necessity," Morales said. He cited ongoing drought conditions in South Texas and pointed to water challenges in Corpus Christi as an example of why communities in the valley should plan ahead. "We need to be proactive. If we're not proactive, we're going to stay behind, then we're going to pay a premium," Morales said. Morales said discussions about a desalination project should involve municipalities throughout Cameron, Willacy, and Hidalgo counties. "The discussions need to be there. The considerations for a desalination plan, working not just with the city of Harlingen but with the municipalities in Cameron County, Willacy, and Hidalgo, are in place. We need to work together and make this our focal point," he said. Morales emphasized that he was expressing his personal views and not speaking on behalf of the Harlingen City Commission or the City of Harlingen. "I'm only speaking for Frank. I'm not speaking for the Commission or the City of Harlingen," Morales said. Morales said he was already familiar with desalination projects in other countries but learned additional information during the presentation, including details about the desalination facility in Carlsbad, California. "I didn't realize the one in Carlsbad, California, which provides water for some of San Diego, and now they're providing water for Arizona," Morales said. Morales said the technology already exists and can be adapted to meet the region's needs. "The opportunities are there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already there. We just need to tweak it to make it work for our necessities," he said.